This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not happy about it. I don't think that I'm happy about it, but it's a reality. Here I am. I need to be honest about it, that I cannot take my eyes off of this train wreck known as the 2024 presidential election and politics in general. And I know better. I intellectually know that I should not pay such close attention. I should not allow this process, these people, to occupy rent-free so much space in my head. But there they are. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Joy, MAGA, all of it. Maybe it's so exciting because everybody is trying to save our democracy, and everybody's trying to wreck our democracy at the same time. So when you're facing such an existential threat and a pivotal moment in the history of the world, certainly history of our great republic, maybe it makes sense that I'm paying attention. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I just need to remind myself to stop paying such close attention and take my own advice. My own advice that I've been doling out about how to not let politics ruin your life and freak you out and ruin relationships. I think I'm doing a good job with that for the most part. I don't know what the term is, compelling, captivating. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's captivating. It's head scratching, and you look at what's going on, you're like, this can't be real. It's got to be. We're clearly part of some kind of a simulation, whatever that means. We've been sucked into an alternate reality. I don't even know. You can't make this stuff up, though. It is so much professional wrestling. It is so much production. It is so much soap opera drama. It is so much reality show. It is so American. That's it. Let's go. It's a race to the bottom, the top. That's not clear. So much going on with it. So I'm bemused by Kamala talking about Joy. I find that to be mildly bemusing. I'm amused by the absolute disdain of MAGA. And now we have MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. These slogans are pretty extraordinary. So I was curious as to what Harris's campaign slogan is, and it is, what is it? Win this? I thought I wrote it down. No. Win this. We've got to win this. Let's win this. That's it. Let's win this. Sorry. Had a bit of a brain fart there. Let's win this. That's what her website says. And I don't know if that's actually what her campaign slogan is, but it just got me thinking about all of it. And you've got so much narrative around the presidential election this year. So many feelings. Like the idea that you would have a whole election based on, or your campaign is based on joy is curious to me. And the idea that you want to make something great again is also a curious thing. So I'm not saying that one is better than the other. I'm going to sit right on the middle of the fence on this deal, right on the fence pole. Both uncomfortable actions, if I'm being honest, but that's where I'm going to be. So it's more a function of how narrative has my perception was that narrative has crept in to so many different aspects of our lives, from how we sell product to now how we sell candidates. But maybe it's always been that way. So Obama had Hope and Change, which was extremely powerful, and he was such a compelling speaker and orator. You couldn't help but feel like he was going to absolutely deliver on the things that he said. So many feelings. And if joy is one of those, I thought, well, how would you feel if the campaign slogan was retribution? Or if it was chaos or fear, make America fearful again, or elect me and I will vanquish our enemies. And while that is not and has not been, I don't believe, an actual political slogan over time throughout our country or even the world, that's essentially what one party is saying about the other. That if you or if these people are elected, chaos and fear will reign. We'll lose our democracy. That both parties are saying that of the other is incredible. It's absolutely incredible that we have two completely different sets of facts, and that we don't even know what facts are anymore, it seems, is an extraordinary thing. So I was just curious. I thought, well, okay, maybe it's not a function of that our country. Maybe it's not that this is new, or maybe this is brand new, using narrative to sell politics and just feelings over policy. So I went back. So here is a rundown of the last handful of American presidential candidates and what their slogans are. Obviously, Trump, I'll start on the Republican side. Keep America great. Trump again, make America great. Romney, believe in America. McCain, country first. W. Bush, yes, America can. W. Bush, compassionate conservatism. Bob Dole, the better man for a better America. George H.W., President Bush, the experience of leadership. H.W., a kinder, gentler nation. Reagan, it's morning in America. Reagan again, let's make America great again. Gerald Ford, he's making us proud again. Nixon, Nixon now. Nixon again, this time vote like your whole world depended on it. Goldwater, in your heart, you know he's right. Nixon, for the future. Eisenhower, peace, prosperity, and progress. Dwight Eisenhower, again, I like Ike. Dewey defeats Truman. Dewey, win the war, finish the job. So there you go. Not dissimilar, pretty much the same. On the Democratic side, Biden, build back better. Clinton, stronger together. Obama, forward. Obama, change we can believe in. Kerry, let America be America again. Gore, prosperity and progress. Clinton, building a bridge to the 21st century. Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. Dukakis, the best America is yet to come. Mondale, America needs a change. Carter, a leader for a change. Same thing again. McGovern, come home, America. Hubert Humphrey, there is no alternative. LBJ, stakes are too high for you to stay at home. Kennedy, time for greatness. Adlai Stevenson, new America. Adlai Stevenson again, you never had it so good. Truman, give him hell, Harry. Roosevelt, FDR, win the war, finish the job. Okay. So pretty much always the same. Pretty much always the same. Got to be catchy. It's got to be short. It's got to inspire people. It's got to be attention grabbing, all of these things, but not dissimilar. So there I was thinking that there was something new under the sun, and that all of a sudden we were using new tactics to win elections, when in fact it's always been the same stuff. So there you go. But is that true of America, or is it everywhere? Well, let's have a look. So Slogans emphasizing renewal or strength. Let's make Britain great again. 1960s. Making Germany strong again. Nazi Germany, 1930s. New day, new way. In the Philippines in 1992. Dawn of a new era. Shinzo Abe, 2012 in Japan. Focus changed, or slogans on change and progress. Tony Blair in the United Kingdom ran on change. Trudeau, time for change. Duarte in the Philippines, change is coming. Forward, Germany's Socialist Party in 1891. Avanti, forward, Benito Mussolini, yikes. Slogans emphasizing unity and togetherness. Hillary Clinton, stronger together, from 16. Unity is strength. Together for new victory, France in 88. Together we can, Spain in 2004.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Germany had a slogan on traditional German values in the 19th century, kinder, kusch, kirschi. I obviously don't speak German. Slogans emphasizing economic prosperity. The economy is stupid. Various Australian politicians in the 90s, jobs and growth. Australia again, prosperity and progress. Obviously, Al Gore. Stability and prosperity. Vladimir Putin for a stronger economy, New Zealand. Slogans emphasizing peace, come home America, McGovern, no more war, the UK's Labour Party post-World War I, peace, land, and bread, Russian Bolsheviks in 1917, peace and prosperity, Taiwan in 2008, peace and justice, Obrador in Mexico, 2018. So there you go. So it's not just us. I don't know if that brings you any solace or makes you feel any better about the situation, but everybody does it because obviously it works. Or that's just the madness of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I don't know. What do you think? Has there been a politician in your memory, your recent memory ever, that you think had a pretty dynamite slogan or something that wasn't simply pulling on our heartstrings or trying to trigger emotions? I don't know. Reality is that emotions are extremely powerful and we're motivated much more by the avoidance of negative things than we are pulled towards something that is good. So that being said, I think that we just need to stop accepting it. I don't think that simply saying, let's win this or make America great, these are not good enough. And we have, I guess, been conditioned to accepting what we've been given because we haven't had that much of a choice. And now what we're seeing is the decline in viewership of traditional media sources and a massive uptick in viewership in non-traditional media sources like YouTube videos and podcasts and things like that, which I think is evidence that we're fed up with our prepackaged for lack of a better term, propagandistic messaging. I think we're sort of onto it, that it's been the same crap over and over again, and not a lot of backing it up with actual policies. So if we could return to a time where we were talking about actual policies and arguing based on those and the merits of our arguments over just emotional pleas, I think that that would be good. And that demands that we have the attention span as consumers to be able to call people out when they are not doing the things that they said that they were going to do. For example, if somebody said that they were going to build a border wall and then they didn't do it, we would need to, in order to be able to hold that person to account, have an accurate accounting of what it was that happened, why it didn't happen, if it didn't happen. And that's maybe a terrible example because it's so polarizing. So, but you could look at anything. It could be funding for schools. It could be, I was just going to say reproductive rights, but that's obviously another one of the biggest hot topic issues that's ever existed in the history of humanity. So let's talk about tax rates, funding for education, stuff like that. Did it happen? You said you were going to try to do this. Why didn't it happen? Can we have some kind of blockchain that'll actually show us here's why, here's the money that actually flowed to it, here's who voted for it or against it? Is that too much to ask? It seems like it ought not be, but maybe it is. But that's, in a perfect world, how that would work out. You said you were going to do this. Did you do it? Yes, good job. You didn't do it, or it didn't happen. Why not? And then we can make judgments on that versus, well, this, that, and the other thing. The one debate that we did see between Biden and Trump, it really wasn't a matter of any accuracy. It was just them saying that they were the best and the person was the worst. Anyway, public companies, publicly traded companies. So if you go and you buy shares of a stock on a stock exchange, that means the company is a publicly traded company. And there is an enormous amount of compliance and reporting that must go on. They file reports on a quarterly basis, semi-annual basis, and annual basis that gives an overview and an update on everything that happened. And it's really driven by their financials. Because when we are evaluating whether or not we want to invest in a stock or remain invested in a stock or sell, no longer invest in a stock, so much of it is based on the actual results, the financials, the numbers, all that stuff. And we need to know. We need transparency. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want narrative. I don't want the people at any of our publicly traded companies getting up and spinning some yarn, telling some story, using flowery language, using narrative to distract me from what the actual results are. In some ways, it's good, and obviously in other ways it's bad, because it forces us to focus on short-term thinking. But if we can get to a place where we actually knew, factually speaking, this is what actually happened, that would put us in better position to be better consumers. And so publicly, Google, Alphabet, reports its quarterly numbers. And they are rewarded or they are penalized for how they did. And you as an investor have the opportunity to sell your shares of the company and to move on. And when that happens, when lots of people are selling, that will cause the price of your stock to go down. That will make the value of your company go down. If you report incredible numbers, if you are hitting all of your benchmarks and doing all the things that you said you were going to do, you will be rewarded by additional money, by additional investment. More people will want to own your company because you are demonstrating yourself as a good operator, as a good investment, Therefore, the value of your company will increase. You'll have more opportunities. How does that work for politicians? Well, theoretically speaking, it's supposed to work in the form of an election. So, for presidents, 4-year terms can be elected to the presidency twice. We're not happy with what you're doing, Mr. and Mrs. President. We will not vote for you. If we don't think that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, Mr. and Mr. Congressman, Congresswoman, Senator, we will not vote for you anymore. But all that demands that we actually know that we have your quarterly reports. Where do we used to get those? Well, we used to trust the news media reporters to cover and to hold them to account. Since they're sitting in front of them every day, we have the White House press corps asking questions of the press secretary. But do you feel like you're getting any real answers out of that? And I think that the answer is no. It's always the way that's kind of been in recent memory, is because we're so focused on narrative and feelings and vibes and all this other nonsense, we're not getting a real accounting of our results. Therefore, can't make real decisions on what's what. We need an impartial referee or umpire to call balls and strikes, all that kind of stuff. Foot was on the line, out of bounds. 3 points, 2 points, whatever, you get the idea. So where's that person? Is it Rachel Maddow? Is it Sean Hannity? No, of course not. Until that person emerges, maybe they're already here. Maybe you've got a favorite non-traditional pundit, somebody on YouTube or a favorite podcast that's bringing you what you perceive to be correct answers, then that's great. But until you find that person, it's up to you to work a little bit harder to recognize our biases and to prioritize issues. What is the highest truth? What is the biggest priority? What is the most important thing? And then make decisions based on that, because not everything can be the most important thing. So when we're voting based on one issue, that means we're not voting based on other issues. And while this election may not be the referendum or the destruction or savior of democracy, as both candidates are claiming right now, it's certainly an important one. And all of our elections are important. And because they're important, we should act and treat them as though they're important. And we do that by becoming better consumers of politics. We become just more informed, better voters. I guess that's probably the term. So what's most important to you? It's up to you to decide. When you've done that, gone through, you've thought about it, you've weighed out different variables, I respect your decision. It's our right to vote as Americans. Let's be informed practitioners of those rights. Let's continue to work to hold our elected officials to account to represent us and our needs and not their own, not the needs and the desires of special interests, the needs and desires of us regular everyday Americans. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious about
this. I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I have
my brain shut
off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises. and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the Green Noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.